Many people try, but few people succeed at the Grammy Awards. We'll find out tonight who has won the big prizes at the Grammys, though we will find out just a little bit late. The show will be broadcast with a 5-minute delay because of last Sunday's surprise during the live Super Bowl broadcast. Delayed or not, the Grammys remain this country's best-known music awards, and NPR's Mandalit Del Barco looked into what a Grammy can mean for an artist's sales and prestige.
Not everyone pays attention to the Grammy Awards. Shoppers at Amoeba Records in Los Angeles, the largest independent music store in the country, seem completely uninterested in the Grammys. After 3 hours of interviews, only one admitted to even watching the award ceremony in the past. 32-year-old Kelly O'Donohue is a stagehand.
The Grammys mean nothing to me. They mean absolutely nothing. It's a representation of what corporate America probably wants you to buy.
18-year-old college student Chris Moore says the Grammys never made him run to the record store.
No, not at all. I just go by what I like. I don't really like a lot of the Main Street stuff nowadays.
23-year-old Joe Garcia, who DJs at house parties, wasn't even sure what we were talking about.
It's not a big deal. Actually, what is the Grammy Awards again?
Most record freaks and music freaks basically could care less.
Amoeba Records owner Mark Weinstein says Grammy Award winners don't get much of a bump at the cash registers at his stores in Berkeley, San Francisco, or even L.A., home to a big part of the recording industry.
Because we are so devoted to and interested in kind of independent music, the Grammys literally have no effect at all on sales, pretty much. That's where it's at. It's purely kind of a top 40-driven event.
But much of mainstream America shops for music at chain stores like Walmart or online at Amazon.com, and those music buyers do seem to care about the Grammys.
And the Grammy goes to...
Come Away With Me, Norah Jones.
Something has to be
Last year, all eyes were on this 23-year-old singer and pianist whose debut album came away with 8 awards.
Wow. I never ever thought that the music I made would be considered popular music, so this is amazing.
In the week after her Grammys sweep, Norah Jones sold almost 500,000 records, bumping Come Away With Me to the number one spot on the Billboard album charts. Jeff Mayfield is the magazine's senior analyst.
If the artist wins multiple awards, as Norah Jones did last year, or as Bonnie Raitt did, you know, more than a decade ago, and especially if they're gracious in their turns at the podium, it really helps acquaint the audience. It gives them that sense of discovery, and they become curious.
Mayfield says without exposure from the Grammy Awards, it's unlikely that veteran musician Bonnie Raitt would have topped the album chart. He says her career visibility peaked after winning 4 Grammys in 1990 for her record Nick of Time. Mayfield says the same thing happened to Carlos Santana in 2000.
The guy sold over 500,000 records after the Grammys because people who hadn't gotten around to buying it yet. So that's one of the things that happens. It helps you reach the active music buyer already had Santana's album. But there's a bunch of people out there who don't buy records the first week they come out. They've got bills to pay. They've got to worry about the insurance. They've got to get the kids to school. And that kind of consumer needs a flag. They need a reminder.
Mayfield says even performing on the Grammys can give an artist a financial boost. The buzz created by Latino heartthrob Ricky Martin's hip-shaking showcase during the 1999 telecast helped propel him to crossover success, according to Billboard's Jeff Mayfield. In the week after taking home Album of the Year in 2002, the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack more than tripled sales. But often, the impact that the Grammys can have at the cash register depends on how many awards an artist or album wins, the kind of music a band plays, and whether the win is announced during the show or in the off-camera ceremony that takes place earlier in the day. Take, for example, the Flaming Lips, a popular alternative rock band. Speaking from his home in Oklahoma City before leaving for Los Angeles, lead singer and guitarist Wayne Coyne says the Lips picked up a Grammy for Best Rock Instrumental last year during the afternoon ceremony.
You know, we won in a category that isn't, you know, a big sexy TV category. So because we won the Grammy, you know, it got us other, you know, things. I mean, obviously it got us respect and proof that the music industry not only accepts us but really believes in us. But I don't think it's sold any more records, no.
Regardless, Coyne says he's excited that the Flaming Lips were even nominated for another award this year in the Best Alternative Rock category.
The Grammy Awards are weird. You don't know if it's an honor or if it's, is a sort of sellout or what its deal is. But I've come to grips with it as being, you know, both.
One kind of music that will certainly come away from this year's Grammys with a higher profile is urban music. With all but one of the nominees for Record of the Year R&B or hip-hop artists, the already popular Beyoncé, Missy Elliott, Eminem, and Outkast can likely count on even more ka-ching as soon as tomorrow. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And there's a collection of Grammy music at our website at npr.org.